I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I am Patrick Martins, host of The Main Course. You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Back, season five, Arts and Seizures.
And
you dig it?
I'm glad. I'm glad you're back and you're proud. And I'm glad you are.
Wow, it's like day three of the Monterey Pop Festival here at Roberta's today.
It's insane.
They're all here for the Fleshtones.
They're all here for the Fleshtones' 40th anniversary. I'm back in the Durwood. Thank you.
That's right, Mike Anderson, back with everybody's favorite pizza,
everybody.
Pete Zaremba.
That's right, in the Durwood Kirby guest host seat.
The Durwood Kirby seat.
The Durwood Kirby Memorial
seat. The Kirkwood Derby. We're off to the races.
And it feels good, Mike. It feels good.
And we're celebrating, as ever, breaking new territory here with the Fleshtones. 40 years of show business.
40. And
we're sitting here with our good buddy Keith Strang.
And a new album.
New album by the Fleshtones.
And our birthdays.
And happy birthday, Zaremba.
Happy birthday, Keith Strang. Happy birthday, Mike.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bill Millhiser, drummer.
Yeah, Virgo Band.
That's right.
Bill Millhiser, drummer of the Fleshtones. He's here. His birthday is coming up.
That's right.
Ken Fox, odd man out. He has his birthday in the winter.
We'll say happy birthday to him anyway.
Happy birthday.
All right. And to all you kids in the audience who are celebrating happy birthday, I feel like Lloyd Lindsay Young. You're giving the old birthday shout out.
That's right.
Hello, Peter.
Happy birthday to you too,
Keith Strang.
Michael, I think today we're exploring with a new season. I think you're going to be exploring new horizons in food and eating,
and new dimensions in sound.
There you go. We got it. The Fleshtones are here in person,
and old fashions made
the old fashioned way,
of course.
Let's taste it. Let's see. How, are they falling down on the job here?
Well, that's a little bit of who's your daddy in this class.
And that is an eye-opener, I tell you. That is made the old-fashioned way, just the way we like it.
An eye-opener, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that today was September 11th. There's a lot of sadness in the world
today. It is a solemn day.
There's a segue to a real story about the Fleshtones were the last band to play at the Windows of the World.
That's true.
That's very true.
Keith Strang, tell a story.
The story, we were playing the Windows of the World.
Rock and roll series.
And it was a rock and roll series they had going for, I don't know, about 7 months every Friday, Saturday night. And we were the last band to finish this rock and roll series.
Right, it was the fabulous world-famous Pontani Sisters.
Yes.
The A-Bones, and then headlining was the
Fleshtones.
May I
also add, it was my one and only time that I did go to the top of the World Trade Center. And I'm born in New York City.
I had never been.
It was my one and only
amazing.
Time.
It really was amazing.
2 weeks before the disaster.
I don't doubt. I used to work at on the office of the Empire State Building when I was doing the wrestling magazine. Yeah. Main Event, the number one magazine for Matt fans today. And we had a floor office on the 86th floor facing south, and you could see the towers. And we used to always joke, said, well, you know what we got that they don't have? A view of the Empire State Building.
That's right. Well, anyway, we don't want to anyone in the audience to confuse our levity, which is always very infectious here in the studios, with the solemnity of today. But the fact is, right after we played, it was a very successful show, but there were noise complaints, and the concert series was canceled, and that was the last show.
Yeah.
So that's that. So,
all right. Onward.
Let's moving on.
March. So you've got a new record. This is record number 3002.
Well, this is our party.
This is our release
this
party.
This is it.
That's
why
we're at war with you, baby.
It's a mitzvah. I'm just going to change the name.
It is a mitzvah.
It's Mike Edison's party.
I mean, there were so many
because it feels like that every week.
Mike, every time we see you, it's a mitzvah.
It's like a bar mitzvah without the fountain pens, basically. It's without the hard gold chains.
It is our celebration.
It's our celebration.
That's why
we decided, after much ado, to be with Mike Edison.
That's right.
There's a lot more booze at the studio than there was at my bar mitzvah.
Anyway, so we did have the pre-party at my house at Casa Zaremba.
Right. With an unbelievable 9-waffle-layer Norwegian
cake. That was
unbelievable. Cake. That cake was like, it looked like the Capitol building in L.A., except covered in probably the same whipped cream that Herb Albert used on the cover of his record.
I always wanted my own Norwegian waffle cake.
Dreams can come true.
Morten Henriksen, eat your heart out. But and Marilla, my wife, had inherited a Norwegian waffle iron from her, great step grandmother, and so she made the waffles, and then we also had a jar of cloudberries to make
cloudberries.
Cloudberry cream.
That's very scantic.
It's very delicious.
The whole thing sounds terribly erotic.
But we also had a big barbecue, so we had some of the Heritage,
one of our proud sponsors, Heritage Foods USA.
Heritage Foods, the delicious seasoned pork rib tips that Patrick laid on me one week in the future, actually.
That's right. Stay tuned next week to hear what we did last week. Next week, you will be in China while you will simultaneously on the radio.
Come back and be at the show, and Patrick will give me the rib tips for last night's barbecue. They were delicious. Patrick, they were tender. They were very good. So we also want
to try. Patrick, he's a tender fellow.
Right. So remember, Heritage Meats.
So you're going off to China next week.
No, we're going off to China in about 48 hours.
You know, there they just call it food.
In fact, this show is being called 48 Hours to China. But what I'm bringing is, Mike, I thought I told you, I'm bringing my menu from the old, do you remember the old Jade Mountain?
I love Jade Mountain. It was one of the last
ones. I'm bringing the menu.
It's a good idea because all of the dishes, my favorite dishes, like washuap and chicken almond ding, it's written in Cantonese next to the chicken almond ding. So when I go into the restaurant with Strang says, oh, I want the lobster, shrimp and lobster sauce. Then we say, oh, here it is. It's written in Cantonese. And also the number, which is universal. It's like number 43. The waiter will know and bring him the lobster, sub gum fried rice.
We
don't have to learn Chinese.
It reminds me of that joke about the guys in prison. They've been telling the same jokes for years and years and years to lifers, so they just have a book of all the jokes, and they've numbered the jokes. And instead of telling the actual jokes, they just call out the numbers. So a guy goes, hey, number 3. And
they know it already.
That's right. Another guy goes, 17. Oh, man, you killed me. Another guy says 46 and no one laughs. He goes 46 and no one's laughing. He goes, what am I doing wrong? He's like, dude, you stepped on the punchline.
See, that's why we say 46, we're going to get a plate of sub gum chop suey.
With sizzling.
With sizzling,
whatever
Mike.
Happened with sizzling? That's like a thing of the past. Sub gum. I don't even know what sub gum is.
You know what? I was watching TV this morning. They were showing one of those old safari movies, you know, with your favorite actor, Jock Mahoney. Jock Mahoney movie. They're deep in the jungle, and one of those they're being guided by one of those old Africa hands, you know, one of those old crusty British guys. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "We're deep in the Mzanga country. It's very they're hostile." And so Jock Mahoney goes, "I don't like the sound of those drums." And the native shouts out, "He's not our regular drummer." So,
all right, you guys want?
Hey,
the look of disbelief,
Jock Mahoney,
the engineer.
No, I'm used to this. By
and
now.
The she's jokes keep Mahoney. On coming.
Jock Mahoney fan out there. Are we going to play a song?
It's a variety show. We do comedy. We do music.
Play some music.
Sometimes both at the same time.
I got to tell you about those rib tips.
Tender.
They were tender.
Patrick was very tender.
Patrick, those rib tips were tender. So remember, Heritage Meats. Meet the pizzas from Roberta.
And we got a song from this from the brand new Fleshtones record.
Okay.
So, yes, is it?
How did this song come about?
Which one?
Is this a new song?
We're going to perform this live.
Yes. Bill Mulheiser, he's here.
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
A couple of young men.
Fast forward to where we are.
In a basement in New York City. And those young men were... Well, I have a veritable Mexican airport's worth of instruments here. I got the maraca.
Okay. Let Bill.
I got some airport clave if you want.
Bill Mulheiser.
If you want to do magic bus, these are very useful.
You know what? This song is called Love My Lover. Why don't you just play it?
Okay.
Are you ready?
You guys
Bill,
ready?
Bill,
Ken.
Come on.
All right.
Okay, here we go, boys. Bill, are you ready?
Sitting in on the traps. Here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
Sounds good. Here
Sounds
we go.
Sounds great, baby.
And Seizures here with the Flesh Tones. 40 fabulous years of Flesh Tones music streaming live from Bushwick. Holy cow, it's a mitzvah, all right.
Drinking old fashioned?
The old fashioned way, no less. Celebrating a lot of birthdays. Wow. Dave's just letting it go out there in the booth.
Dave, keep it up, baby.
There's a huge party here at Brutus today. Our friend Jack Kinsley, producer of the Stars, is out DJing in the back, so you hear that low rumble. That's what it is. I got off the train today, the L train. I never saw a bigger group of really just like hideous and horrifying young people.
I know. I was suggesting that at least 95% of the people here should be arrested, including myself. I'm not saying not myself.
Yeah, but not for the same crime. I saw two people at the bar who had committed the felony.
Oh, I heard it.
Collars.
Right, right. He says I'm a fun guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Porcini, I know him.
Yeah, that Porcini.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy. Keith Strang.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah,
I got a record.
We're going to take a quick break.
Are we going to play a Flesh Tone song during the break?
We're going to play a Flesh Tone song for a change. Right. So this
David
is from the new record.
In the booth.
Give it the big push. The new Flesh Tones record.
Fastest 30 minutes.
The record, Pete. The record.
The record. Wait, whose record? Wait a minute.
Durwood Kirby.
Talk is another.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Wow. Wow.
I am glad Roberta's is a sponsor because where would we get our pizza?
The Roberta's bumper is still the biggest
pizza.
Thing
Watch
on
those
the radio
pops on pizza. Mikey.
Hey, Mikey, you got a caller on the air.
Oh, we have a call.
Wow.
Do you like the kazoo? Should I keep it for the season?
I don't know. Listen to the call.
Hey, caller, are you there?
We got a caller. Uh-oh.
Did we lose the caller?
I hear some heavy breathing. Keith Strang, while we're waiting for the caller,
those are the kind of calls
tell us
right
what
here.
We just heard.
You mean what we just played?
Yeah, what we just
or
played.
What we just played on the radio.
What we just played on the radio.
Well, the track that we
what
did live.
Just hear? Yes.
Okay, no. All right. Make a day. Was just played. Hello.
And from our new record?
From the new record. That
from the
huge.
New record. Our new record. The band Drinks for Free. And our 40th anniversary record coming at you. Released September 2nd.
It's amazing the band Drinks for Free. Every day we come to the studio, I drink like $40 worth of free drinks.
There you go. See, it works.
Anyway, that's a beautiful song written by Keith Strang. Keith, what about the bells?
I spend $40 on free drinks.
Tell them about the bells.
The bells are a composite of different cathedrals in France. Our favorite selection of...
What were your favorite selection?
Cathedral of Reims.
These are field recordings.
Right, where every king of France
right.
was crowned.
That's right.
Where else?
Bordeaux, I believe.
Bordeaux, where the wine.
One of my favorite stomping grounds.
Yes. Stomping on the grapes.
Wait, Bordeaux, the wine.
Was it also Arras or no?
Was it Arras?
You were there, no.
It was Arras.
I think it was.
It was the beautiful Cathedral of Arras, the famous book by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, Flight to Arras.
Say Balzac.
Balzac.
I love
Balzac.
That. He never gets tired.
Balzac. There you go, baby. You know what? Yeah. I was watching TV with Marilla. We were up in the country, and we were watching one of the old John Ford movies about the wagon train, and they're deep in hostile Indian country. Harry Carey Jr. You know mm-hmm. him in all the John Ford movies. So he's looking all worried, you know. And they got, what's his name, Elijah Cook Jr.
My favorite.
Always so spooky. And he goes, I don't like the sound of those drums. Oh, and the Indian yells out, he's not our regular drummer.
Oh, man. I think there's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah,
I think so.
We're rolling and we're rocking.
You know, you guys are going to China. You know,
China.
There they just call it food.
48 hours to China.
48 hours to China.
We're going to swing in Shanghai. You know, I hear they really let loose in Shanghai.
Try the dumplings.
How do they
not so conservative as you think.
They're
pretty wild people. Yeah, they're wild.
I think you guys are going to have a guest.
I think we got that caller back.
Oh, okay.
We got our caller.
All right. Call
this is rare.
You're on the air. Arts and Seizures.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Is that Joe?
This is Joe.
Is that Joe Bonomo? Can I recognize?
Joe Bonomo.
Joe Bonomo? Oh!
The miracle.
Joe Bonomo on the air.
He gets the applause button, Dave.
Famous author of Filmland.
Well, it's Joe your 40th Bonomo. Anniversary, and he is your biographer.
Thank you.
I arranged a little call here.
Joe, why aren't you at what the president calls Kaminsky Field today watching the White Sox?
I'd rather be talking to you guys.
Ah, man, you're the best. You're the best, Joe.
So when do we expect Sweat 2.0? Where are we getting the updated, revised edition?
Well, you know what? I was just thinking. The amount of good stories I've heard since I published the first one easily said would make up a second volume, but nothing in the plans yet.
I think you do a whole new book just about Pete Zaremba on Arts and Seizures.
Well, we were going to say Joe Bonomo's famous Fleshstone's Encyclopedia, A to B, the B to maybe BH, you know.
Hey, Joe, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Joe?
That's Keith Strang.
Did you ever interview Mitchell Drozen for Sweat?
No, I never did.
He was a road manager with us for years. You know, that was a missed opportunity, and that could be... He alone could probably provide a volume.
I've always considered Mitchell Drozen to be the Benedict Arnold Of the flesh tones.
Well, he went on.
He ditched us
for the Hoodoo Gurus, I believe. Or, anyway, just an idea.
He's a good guy.
Just an idea.
Plus, he handed Pete during... Bonomo, you know the story. We're recording our famous live album at the Gibus Club in Paris. Yes. It's our last chance to not be blasted into oblivion.
Peter Buck comes from England to hang out with us.
What was the album Peter Buck was recording then? It was called...
The Fables of Reconstruction. We're doing it in London with the...
Right. Yeah. So he rushes up to the stage for his guest spot with the Flesh Tones, and Mitchell Drozin handles him a totally out-of-tune guitar.
Yes.
To which I said, Mitchell, it's out of tune. And Mitchell's reply is to laugh in my face. Now.
And that's why on the album Speed Connection, you can hear Peter Buck actually tuning the guitar. It's part of the album track.
The least exciting part of the album.
Peter's tuning this out of tune.
Someone laughed in your face.
He laughed in my face.
For those of you out in Radio Land who are thoroughly confused, that's Joe Bonomo, who is the author of Sweat, which is the biography of the Flesh Tones, famous rock and roll band.
Well.
Now celebrating 40 years in show business right here.
What's that wonderful book you wrote about The Killer?
It's called Jerry Lewis Lost and Found.
And what's that about?
Incredible album he recorded at the Star Club.
Yeah, I read that book, Joe. It's fantastic.
It is a great book. And that's part of the 33 and a Third series, right, Joe?
Yeah, I wrote a book on Highway to Hell.
I have to check that out.
And that's definitely, though, that record's like, I mean, that was one of those life-changing moments hearing that record. Just a pandemonium, you know, on the energy on that record.
This is amazing. You see, we're hitting new heights here, Joe, with the arts and seizures.
You should always call in, baby.
Food, we got the literary set, the illiterate set, Keith and me.
Well, I try to throw a little arts in there with the seizures just to keep us honest.
You got it, baby. Joe, I wish we were here.
Yeah.
They make a nice pits here, I'm telling you.
And I wish I was there, too.
All right, Joe, you're always invited, and everyone should run out right now. Or you're probably sitting on your computer listening to this mess. Just push the button and get a copy of Sweat, the biography of the Flesh Tones by Joe Bonomo.
And don't order one of those pizzas out in Chicago.
That's not a pizza. That's bread with shit
Steve,
on top of it.
Steve Albini.
There goes my Chicago audience.
We're making that record, Laboratory of Sound.
Yeah.
Albini's talking, I'm going to order this pizza. Blah, 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 blah. You know? So he orders the pizza, and it came. Keith, you lift up your hand and attest to this. This pizza came in an envelope, right?
Yes.
Right. It came in an envelope, and it was stapled.
That's right.
Okay. Need I say more? And plus, they cut it square, and it's a round pie.
Did you guys stay with Albini when you made that record?
Yes.
That's a version of Pythagoras I do not know.
So we should write a book, sort of like your book about Jerry Lee Lewis. This is like we had the pizza with Albini. Write a whole book about it.
I don't think anyone in that series has actually had the artist write about their own work.
That's true.
That could be a breakthrough.
Joe.
Well, I can say this. I know that Zaremba was writing his memoirs, correct, Peter?
I was.
And then he forgot
I've read about it was great, so I'm telling you, you got to get back to
it.
That.
No, but you see, it'll never be finished because it's called My Life Up Until Now.
as a professional memoirist, I can attest, though, the one thing you need to write a memoir is an intact memory.
Right,
yeah.
That's true. That's fading. What are you working on now,
like
Joe?
The last rose of summer, Zaremba.
Yes. Joe, what are you working on? Quick, what are you working on now?
I'm actually writing a... I'm starting a project on the Roger Angel, the baseball writer for the New Yorker.
Oh, I love him. He's one of the... He's a man who actually put that poetry to... there was another fellow called The Great Green Expanse of Our Mind, but yeah, he's wonderful.
He is America's greatest living baseball writer, no doubt about it.
Next to yourself, Joe. Next to yourself.
Oh, next to myself, right.
Baseball.
Sure.
Have you ever imagined a time when kids don't even know what baseball is? I don't have the bandwidth to follow the season like I once did, and I pick up the paper, though, and they're going to change the rules about relief pitchers because the game's not moving fast enough. And I don't. It just seems to me they just want to give the batter more advantages, like every year.
You know what? I think, Joe, you're going to appreciate this, too, because we're talking about memories and stuff. And I'm talking about in the late 60s, The big place on Long Island, which this is sort of a part of, was called the Action House. Keith, do you remember hearing about the Action House? Everyone thought it was
Action. Yeah.
It was the center of the Long Island sound. So that's a pun in itself. It's called the Long Island Sound. Anyway, my sister was always the cool one. She took me out there, right? And we're in the parking lot. We're walking to the club, and I hear. You know, this loud music coming out of there. And I say, what is that? And she goes, oh, buddy, you're going to love this. My family nickname, buddy. She goes, buddy, you're going to love it. That's the Vanilla Fudge. And so I said, I don't like the sound of that drummer.
He's not the regular
that
drummer,
about right?
was that? Boy, that was a long walk for a very short glass of water, sir.
You know, speaking of people, I wish I'd spoken to Peter. I wish I'd spoken to your sister. She would have been a great perspective, don't you think?
Yeah, the young Zaremba. But that's when you write. That's when you write the book, Young Zaremba.
Oh, I see.
Right, or you could write chapter one, Zaremba in Flushing,
Zaremba of the Jungle. I could see
Zaremba
a series.
The Jungle, right?
Zaremba
Jock Mahoney,
outer space.
Jock Mahoney, and
the Zaremba Files.
Are we going to play a song?
I'd really like to get to the bottom of this Long Island Sound.
The Long Island Sound. Oh man! You know what? We'll have to just vanilla fudge it.
All right, Joe. Thanks for calling once
Joe
again. The
Benoma.
Book Sweat. It is
famous
the story of the Flesh Tones. Celebrating
it
40
is as it
years.
Was, baby.
Let's go out. And I say there's always a song on my lips, Mikey.
Oh, is that what that is?
There's always a song on my lips, Mikey. Keith, you were hanging out with Lazy Lester, weren't you once?
I was. At the Ponderosa Stomp, a famous festival in New Orleans, the House of Blues, I met Lazy Lester. He was supposed to play. He never made it to the stage.
It's a 10-minute Mr. Lester.
He looked great, though. He's dressed. He's fabulous. And he was apparently at the festival a little too long that day, you know, and started drinking.
They kept saying,
miss,
okay, 10 minutes, right? And then they said half hour.
Well, they kept walking up and putting a card up for everybody to show who was the next performer was going to be. And the name Lazy Lester would go up, and then a few minutes later it would come back down, and somebody else would go up and perform. Then they'd put the card back up. Lazy Lester is scheduled in 10 minutes. 10 minutes ago, by 15, the card comes back down. And all that time, I'm talking to Lazy
Lester.
You
were drinking with him. That's happening.
That's right. I might have been my fault.
Having a few old fashions?
The old fashions? Probably a Sazerac down there.
He informed me the reason that everybody was at the Ponderosa Stomp was because of him, because he wrote the song Ponderosa Stomp.
That's right.
All right. I got to say, of all the many times the Flesh Tones have been on this show, this has been by far the best, and as always, the fastest 30 minutes on the
Kenny,
internet today.
Billy, hey, let's do a song that Lazy Lester.
All the Flesh Tones.
A Lazy Lester.
And going out of the blues next week. Pete Zaremba is going to be in China and on the radio simultaneously. You guys are off to Shanghai.
The miracle of satellite radio.
Try the spare ribs. I hear they're good.
This is called The Rooster Blues. Lazy Lester and Lightning Slim. Give
Thank
us a key, baby. Well, the little red rooster told that old gray hen, you ain't bound to see me since I don't know when. The old gray hen told that little red rooster, you don't come around, daddy, like you used to. Got to rock tonight, baby. Rock tonight, baby. Tonight. Well, a little green frog told that old black snake, come on, daddy, let's jump in the lake. The old black snake told that little green frog, I'm gonna lay here on this log. We got to rock tonight, baby, now. Rock tonight, baby. We're going out, we're gonna rock it tonight. Rock it, son. Around this house, the little red mouse told that old black cat, oh, wait a minute, daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock tonight, baby. Rock tonight, baby. We're going out, we're gonna rock tonight. A little mix there.
Sensation!
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.